Today is the Feast of the Sacred Heart, and the epistle for today's Mass is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 3. Brethren, to me the least of all the saints is given this grace, to preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to enlighten all men, that they may see what is the dispensation of the mystery, which hath been hidden from eternity in God, who created all things, that the manifold wisdom of God may be made known to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places through the church, according to the eternal purpose, which he made in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom all paternity in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened by his Spirit with might unto the inward man, that Christ may dwell by faith in your hearts, that being rooted and founded in charity, you may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, to know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all understanding, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 19. At that time, the Jews, because it was the Parish Eve, that the bodies might not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that was a great Sabbath day, besought Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. The soldiers therefore came, and they broke the legs of the first, and of the other that was crucified with him. But after they were come to Jesus, when they saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs, but one of the soldiers with a spear opened his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he that saw it hath given testimony, and his testimony is true. And he knoweth that he saith true, that you also may believe. For these things were done that the scripture might be fulfilled, you shall not break a bone of him. And again another scripture saith, they shall look on him whom they pierced. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. You know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all knowledge, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. These words are taken from the epistle of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lieutenant Colonel W.B. was an officer in the U.S. Marine Corps. Sadly, religion meant little to him. His sole ambition was to go as high as possible in the Marines and then retire. But one day he went to the military chapel for one of his infrequent confessions. While waiting his turn, he reached for a magazine which was published by the National Center for the Enthronement of the Sacred Heart. Opening it, his eyes fell on an article titled Fisherman's Enthronement. It was a story of a Gloucester fisherman whose daughter came home from school and tried to persuade her father to enthrone the Sacred Heart in the place of honor in the house. But you see, that place was already occupied by a picture of a ship. It was the father's pride and joy. And so her efforts at first proved fruitless. But finally, the father succumbed to the entreaties of his daughter. Down came the pitcher of the ship, and up went the Sacred Heart. Blessings soon came to the home. And the greatest was that the father was miraculously saved from a deadly shipwreck one night while his fishing vessel was caught in a violent storm. Now, as the Marine officer read this story, grace was working in his soul. Arriving at home, he told his wife about the story. "Why don't we do the same thing?" he asked. "We need these blessings too." The wife agreed, but where to place the Sacred Heart? After considering every place in the home, they both looked at each other and admitted that there was only one place of honor, and that was over the mantelpiece. But there stood their prize, a valuable painting of a landscape. Finally, they both agreed to enthrone the Sacred Heart where the landscape had stood. The chaplain was invited, and the family did the two essential things. They enthroned the picture in the place of honor, and they consecrated themselves to the Sacred Heart. And then things started to happen. The officer, who had been so indifferent about religion, became a daily communicant, and soon they started the family rosary. Every night, they renewed their act of consecration to the Sacred Heart. Other members of their family were blessed. The officer's brother, who had been away from the sacraments for over 20 years, received a Sacred Heart shrine as a Christmas present. He began praying and soon returned to the sacraments. After a number of years, the officer's family was still faithful to their consecration, and the one ambition of the parents became this: to become saints themselves and to see to it that their seven children would become saints too. My dear friends, the picture of the Sacred Heart that the officer and his family enthroned in their home is the physical representation of the love of our Lord for men. When we see a picture of the Sacred Heart, the heart is encircled with thorns, pierced with a lance, and plunged with a cross. It is on fire with love for men, burning and throbbing with love for souls. This shows the charity of Christ, the love of his Sacred Heart for men, the same love that St. Paul speaks of in the epistle when he says, "To know also the charity of Christ, which surpasseth all knowledge, that you may be filled unto the fullness of God." When St. Paul says to know the charity of Christ, he is reminding us to know, to realize that we are loved by God, each of us individually. But he also says that Christ's charity surpasseth all knowledge. That is, his love is so deep, so good, so sacrificial, that it's beyond our comprehending. This love, the love of the Sacred Heart, leads men to lead their lives in such a way that will bring them peace and happiness, both in this life and in eternity. A certain priest once said that there is no greater proof of our Lord's earnest desire that we practice devotion to his heart than the remarkable and almost unbelievable promises that he made to those who carry out his request. And Pope Benedict XV said that by enthroning and honoring the Sacred Heart in the home, Catholics obeyed our Lord Jesus Christ himself, since he promised to pour forth his benefits on those houses where the image of his heart would be exposed and venerated. These promises show that devotion to the Sacred Heart is the answer to all the problems Catholics face. We can see this if we look at just three of these 12 promises, the promises of Jesus Christ to those who honor his Sacred Heart. In our world, especially today, Catholics are faced with violent temptations and frequent occasions of sin. And the solution to this problem is devotion to the Sacred Heart. For our Lord promised, I will give those who honor my Sacred Heart all the graces necessary in their state of life. That is, through the Sacred Heart, we will receive the graces we need to overcome the temptations particular to each state of life. Or perhaps your difficulty is the sorrows, the stress and crosses of your daily life. Our Lord said that in return for your devotion to his Sacred Heart, I will comfort you in your afflictions. Or maybe the problem you face is strife within your own family. And again, the answer to this difficulty is devotion to the Sacred Heart, for he promises, I will establish peace in their homes. The family of the Marine officer was changed by their enthronement to the Sacred Heart. They went from an indifferent Catholic household to a family whose sole ambition was the salvation of their souls. They placed the picture of the Sacred Heart in a prominent place in their home, a place where each day they would be reminded that their family belonged to the Sacred Heart and that he was their king. He was watching over them, providing for them and helping them. And like that family, no matter what the difficulty is, my dear friends, no matter how impossible it seems to fix, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart is the solution. If you consecrate yourself and your family to the Sacred Heart, he will bring you the strength, the comfort, and the peace that you're looking for. And so this month, the month which is dedicated to the Sacred Heart, enthrone the Sacred Heart in your home and in your heart, and consecrate yourself and your family to him. Make him the king of your life. Each and every day, live the enthronement. Live so as to honor your king and avoid anything that would displease him. If you want God's help, my dear friends, if you want his comfort and his peace, be devoted to his Sacred Heart, and you will reap the benefits of those wonderful promises which he so generously offers you. Be devoted not just in your words, but more importantly, in all your actions. The Sacred Heart once told St. Margaret Mary, I will reign through my heart. Let us then invite the Sacred Heart of Jesus to reign in our homes and in our hearts, so that we will receive those blessings which he promises. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.